This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission has said that 1,210 candidates are in the fray for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls across 13 states and UTs. A total of 2,633 nominations were filed for 88 constituencies. After scrutiny, 1,428 nominations were found to be valid. Yesterday was the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of this month. The Election Commission has directed the Union Home Ministry to deploy 100 more companies of Central Armed Paramilitary Forces in West Bengal for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Sources said 55 companies of Central Reserve Police Force and 45 companies of Border Security Forces are being deployed by the Home Ministry on the instructions of the Commission. Officials have been directed to complete the deployment on or before the 15th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the 2024 Lok Sabha election is a very important election for the 21st century India. Addressing a gathering in Balaghat, Madhya Pradesh today, Mr. Modi said this is not just an election, but a mission to build a new India. He said the BJP government is following the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and is giving priority to every city and village of the country. He said the government is spending crores of rupees on building modern infrastructure in the country. Prime Minister Modi will begin a two-day tour to Tamil Nadu by holding a roadshow in Chennai this evening. The roadshow will cover segments of both South Chennai and Central Chennai. Tamilisai Soundararajan is BJP's South Chennai candidate, while Vinod P. Selvam is taking on DMK's Dayanidhi Maran from Central Chennai. Tomorrow, the star BJP campaigner will address two public meetings in Vellore and Mettupalayam near Coimbatore. Single-phase polling will be held for 39 Lok Sabha seats in the state on the 19th of this month. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today addressed a public meeting at Chukuli Bhoria in Lakhimpur Lok Sabha constituency of Assam. He said Assam and other northeastern states developed during the last 10 years like never before. He also slammed the Congress for negligence and insensitivity towards Assam during their government. Amit Shah said the Northeast has emerged as India's success story. He informed that several peace agreements have been signed in the last 10 years under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, and more than 9,500 insurgents have surrendered and joined the mainstream of society. Incumbent BJP MP Pradhan Barua is seeking a third successive term from the Lakhimpur parliamentary constituency. He is pitted against Congress candidate Uday Shankar Hazarika. Mr. Shah will also take part in a roadshow from Shelihanagar to Thana Jariali in Tinsukia town in the evening. Lok Sabha elections for five seats in Assam, including Lakhimpur and Dibrugarh, will be held during the first phase on April the 19th. The Delhi High Court today dismissed the plea moved by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal challenging his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate ED in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam case, as well as the remand order passed by the trial court sending him to ED custody. Justice Varunkant Sharma upheld his arrest and subsequent remand, holding that the ED was able to place enough material, statements of approvers and AAP's own candidate stating that Kejriwal was given money for Goa elections. Mr. Kejriwal is currently in judicial custody. He was arrested on the night of March the 21st. On March 22nd, the trial court remanded him to 6 days of ED custody, which was extended by a further 4 days. Delhi's Ras Avenue Court today extended the judicial custody of VRS leader K. Kavita till the 23rd of this month in a money laundering case linked to the Delhi Excise Policy scam. She is in judicial custody after her arrest in the Delhi Excise Policy money laundering case. A Delhi court had yesterday denied interim bail to her. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held a meeting with the Secretary General of Belgian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Theodora Jensis, in New Delhi today. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said they discussed strengthening economic and political cooperation between India, Belgium and the European Union. Dr. Jayashankar said he also took up the concerns of the Indian diamond industry and exchanged views on semiconductors and green growth. And with that, we end this news bulletin.